little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So we're going to move on again now to fever. So a lot of these presentations in children coincide. So it's worthwhile thinking about the questions that relate to the presentation. So you've got another child, we're going to call John, and we're going to ask his mum a little bit about the symptoms going along with John's fever. Has John vomited at all?
Once yesterday.
Okay. What about diarrhoea?
Not so far.
Okay. Is there a rash?
No.
And if there was a rash, then you want to know a little bit more about the characteristics of the rash, and particularly you want to prioritise, particularly if this has been on the telephone, whether that rash did fade when you pressed on it with your fingers or with a glass. Is he acting normally?
He's a bit irritable. He's crying a lot today, Doctor.
Is he moving his neck okay?
Yeah.
And is he shy of the light?
Not that I've noticed.
And how is he breathing?
It's just okay, his breathing.
So you're touching upon quite a few areas that might point in the direction of what might be the underlying issue for this child. So we've now brought this mother in, we've had a look at John, and we're pretty confident there's nothing too worrying going on. He's had a fever and some other symptoms, and we're not going to be specifying anything more than that in this particular presentation, but we're going to safety net to John's mum.
So if you do notice that John has a fever, you need to check a few things to make sure that he's not too poorly. So if you look to make sure he's not pale, ashen, mottled or blue, and if you do see these signs or colours, you need to get in touch immediately with us or 999. If John doesn't respond to you, then that's a 999 response as well. If you can't wake him at all, get straight on the phone, okay? And I was wanting to just go over rashes, because commonly John may develop a rash when he's got a fever. Do you know about what you would look for with a rash?
Well, I've seen the advert on the TV where you're encouraged to use the glass, which is you press on the glass, and if it's a nasty rash, it wouldn't change colour. Is that what you're talking about, Doctor?
Yeah, so yeah. A rash that doesn't go away when you press on it, any stiffness of John's neck, lots of vomiting, or where he won't look at bright light, these are all also worrying signs, and you need to get straight on the phone to us, or in the evenings you could call 999. Just watch John's breathing, and if John's breathing's very fast, and we're talking about at least 40 or more breaths in a minute, if you can time it with a watch, then you need to sort of get back on the phone to us.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.